RSM Central's Form Express.
Couple of meetings in Victoria today. The first of those is at Ararat. Mark Hunter joined Michael Felgate on Racing Pulse this morning, and this is what he had to say regarding his best bet, his quaddie, and his play of the day.
The best will go to race 4, number 13, Kissing Spring. Will make the value. Not great odds, but I still think it's good value. Race 1, number 2, Chili Bean. The quaddie, first leg, 1 and 4. Second leg, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8. Third leg, 5, 6, 8, and come home with 1, 3, 7, 8. The player of the day, we're playing in all up here, which will cost you $4 for a $1 unit. We'll go each way, race 1, number 2, Chili Bean. Each way, race 2, number 4, Zastar. And a win, race 4, number 13, Kissing Spring.
So that's Mark Hunter's thoughts on Ararat today. Logan McGill, he joined the guys in the Breakfast Club earlier this morning. He's got Joyce's Honey going around in race 6.
Probably... I quite like the way Joyce's Honey's going. I've probably her. And I've also got one at Packenham's Night called Old Dollar, which I think she'll run really well as well. So hopefully we're going to have a not a bad day.
So that's Logan McGill on Joyce's Honey in race number 6. Matty Williams joins me to go through his couple of runners over the next 2 days. Matty, good morning.
Morning, Matt. How are you?
Going well, thank you. You've got Flamosa going around at Ararat today in race number 7. She's a short price favourite. She's on search of another victory.
Yeah, she, her runs have been good since she joined our stable. I just felt she was looking for a bit further than 1,000. She's probably not as sharp as she used to be. And I thought a set of blinkers maybe just to help sharpen her up a little bit as well have, won't hurt. So she gets the 1,100 blinkers on Yendel, good gate at Ararat. She'll sort of be in the first four and get a chance.
How will the track suit her, do you think, today?
Yeah, I think, you know, on speed sort of track, so that suits her style. And you know, she may end up outside the leader or one pair back, but she'll sort of be in that first four. And, you know, she's very fit and forward and ready to go. Sort of no improvement in her, I'd say. So she certainly could be in the mix there somewhere today.
She's a short price favourite. Do you know much about her opposition? Should we be backing her today?
Look, she's probably not one I'd be filing into, but she certainly, you know, will get her chance today. Be disappointed if she didn't run in the top three, and if the race unfolds all right for her, she hopefully can get her get herself back in the winner's stall.
And then at tomorrow, you've got Champagne Witness going around there in race number 3. What can you tell us there?
She's had no luck at Werribee. She got held up when Geordie wanted to get rolling a bit on her, and she only got out probably the last furlong. Check your horse, I don't mind. She's always shown us a bit at home, so... I think, you know, if she can get some luck in running, she can certainly, you know, be in the top three. And hopefully she can start to put things together a bit because so she's always trialled up well and shown a bit of ability that she should be able to put a few wins on the board.
Have you got another one heading to the races over the next week or so?
No, we've got a couple of Mick Price horses from Warrnambool. They go to Flemington on Saturday. Mr. Meter's in really good form. I think up to 2,000, she'll be running really well. And... Swift Shaw is a horse that's still going to be a better horse again next preparation, but goes out to the 2,000 metres Saturday, and big track like Flemington will suit him, and he was better with the blinkers on last start at Warrnambool when he won. So he's a horse that certainly will be in the mix here.
And I can't let you go without asking about Harbour Views as well. Matty, how's he tracking ahead of the autumn?
Very excited for this Friday because he comes back into work. So he's had a good little break. He'll prep up and get ready for like the Winter Championship heats and finals. I think they'd be sort of nice races for him. We'll just lower the bar this time a bit and get him back into the winner's stall. And if he's you know, sort of going good enough through that winter period, we can always give him a little let up and have him ready for something like the Fian or that again, which he ran really well in last year.
Matty, good luck over the next couple of days. Hopefully you can kick home a winner there at Ararat today. There we go, Matty Williams. He's got Flamosa going around as a short price favourite there in race 7 at Ararat. The other Victorian meeting today is at Pakenham. Harry White joined Michael Felgate on Racing Pulse this morning, and this is what he had to say regarding his best bet, his quaddie, and his play of the day.
Best, I'll make race 4, number 1, Aristo Missile at even money. I think it looks very well placed in that field. As I said, race 7, number 10, Victory in Paris at a price. Quaddy, first leg 1, 4, 5, 6. Trim up the second leg with numbers 3 and 8 only. Third leg 1, 3, 5, and 10, and the last leg 2, 4, 9, and 12. Play of the day, I'll have an all up. Race 2, number 3, Bellinger, into race 3, number 9, Yulong Shout.
Yeah, 8 races at Pakenham tonight, the first at 6 o'clock. Mike Moroney, he joined the Breakfast Club early this morning as well, and his best chance today is fantastic in race number 5.
Say today, I think fantastic's in the right race. Not much between him and Lay-By, and then Saturday, I think Al Burke, who was desperate, not unlucky, but in a very, very close finish. Yeah, look, I think that's the way to go. I think both those two are a nice race today, and I think that Elberg will, by the time we claim 2 kilos, he's going to be dangerous lightweight in that ratings race. So.
Yeah, getting $4.10 currently on Fantastic there in race 5 at Pakenham. Racing in New South Wales heads to Maruya, and Ian Humphreys has done the form there. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Matt. How are you going?
Going well. What do you make of this meeting there at Maruya today?
Yeah, there's a couple of good things early, and the quaddie looks a bit tough, so we wanted to get it banked early and play the quaddie.
All right, where do we start with your specials?
In the first, mate, nice and early. Race number 2, Pandering, resumed at Canberra, very good second. Get Blake McDougall on today, drawn well, much fitter, I think. I like him, race 1, number 2, Pandering. And then race 3, the horse with a funny name, number 13, Numa, Numa or something, I think it is. Was beaten as a short price favourite last time, but ran well. Barrier 3 today with Tommy Berry jumping on. I think he'll win as well. So race 3, number 13, the second special. The quaddie, if there's a bit tough, we'll cut the first leg down. Numbers 2, 3, 7. Second leg 1, 2, 3, 5, and 8. The third leg 1, 2, 4, 7, and 10. And 1, 2, 4, and 6 in the last.
Good on you, Ian. Good luck there at Maruya today.
Thanks, Matt.
There we go. Ian Humphreys looking at Maruya for us. Harry White's looking at Gunnedah. We'll get to that in a moment. But some breaking news, and it's good news for those of you that don't enjoy wearing a mask all that often. From 11:59 Sunday night, masks will only be needed on flights, airports, supermarkets, shopping centres, public transport, and hospitals. So you will no longer need your mask at a number of different venues which have been in place over the last couple of weeks. So that news is just breaking as we speak. Racing heads to Gunnedah today, and Harry White has done the form there. Good morning, Haz.
Morning, Hornet.
What do you make of the Gunnedah program today?
Quite a competitive day of racing, so hopefully we come out in front.
Racing on a good 4 there at Gunnedah today. The rail is in the true. Where do we start with your specials?
Best bet, race 5, number 1, Last Chance Dance. Resumes for a new stable. The stable's removed all prior gear that the horse had on. Has won a trial leading into this. She was a first-up maiden winner last prep before placing in stronger races with subsequent winning form through those stacking up quite well. Quite keen on her to get the money, race 5, number 1. And then we jump down to race 7, number 7, Bedazzle. Was a good winner over a similar trip 3 back. Has since been proving competitive in stronger races. Maps for the run of the race from an ideal gate. Looks very, very well placed here. And you get about $5 for that horse. So race 7, number 7, Quaddie. First leg 1, 2, 6. Second leg 2, 3, 4, 5. Third leg 1, 2, 4, 7. And the last leg 1, 2, 6, and 8.
Good on you, Haz. Any danger of getting down there to the sales today?
Yeah, Matty, once I get through Geelong and Camperdown, then I'll be on my way down.
Oh, good man. You've got a mission. That's to find me a fast horse there, Harry.
Oh, I can do it. Trust me.
Good on you, mate. Good luck at Gunnedah.
Thanks, Matty.
There we go. Harry White looking at Gunnedah for us. Racing heads to Eagle Farm today. Howard Walter has done the form. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Matt.
8 races at the farm today, racing on a good 4. What do you make of the meeting?
It's a good meeting, yeah, all a good stable. Well, the only leading stable that isn't represented is Tony Golan, but there's plenty of decent stables prepared to run their horses at Eagle Farm, so that's good.
Are you heading to the top stables with your specials today?
Let me have a look. You wouldn't call them the absolute top, but they're very good trainers. We're going to start off in race 2, number 2, Couldn't Refuse. Now, he's trained by Des Lee Forster. She's a very good trainer. It's just that she has a small team. She's always got some good horses in her stable. Couldn't Refuse. It was a winner. He was a winner third up at Doomben. Drew so well. He wound up in traffic, held up, got out, quickly chimed in, and, you know, basically Johnny on the spot fell in by a head. But it was a good win because he'd lost all his momentum. And it looks like Desley's taking him on a very similar prep to last time, where he was winning third up and then won again at his next start, and that was also over 1,600. That day beat a horse called Indian Dreamer, which goes very well. And the way this race should be run, from barrier one, Jim Byrne should have him probably box seating third. The top, he's got the big weight. Ferry Me Holmes in the betting, first up, never won fresh. So I just thought Couldn't Refuse would get the right run and get away with this race.
And then where do we go with your next special?
Race 6, number 8. Now, let's say, this is my best value for the day, Matt. Not so much a special. Trained by Matty Dunn, so again, another very good trainer. Now, he got this horse off the Hawks team about 10 months ago and won a race at Coffs Harbour by about 7 lengths. Ultra impressive. She just raced right away from them. And after that race, he said there's no doubt she's up to at least Metropolitan midweeks. He gave her one more start. She ran second and was spelled. She's had 4 starts this time in, no money for a first up, sent out odds on second up, but just seemed to be a bit hurried to the distance. I just get the impression she's racing her way into fitness. Last start was her first run here. She did run second last, but the race wasn't run to suit. Matt Laurie's horse, Maxi Mac, was in that race and came out and won very well at Sunshine Coast on Sunday. So all I'm trying to say is she's around about the $19 mark, and I just think she's worth a small interest on an each-way basis to find out just how well she's going, because it's a very even lot, and she's down on the minimum. So race 6, number 8, for those that like to play a roughie, Astralis.
Yeah, she's at $18 currently, Howard, and Matty Dunn's got 3 going around in that same race. So I might have to text Matty and say which one should we be backing today, Matt? And if he sends back Astralis, I will let you know, Howard, and we will get on together.
You should do that. Like, he's got the top weight Emma's Jet. Now, she wants the speed on. I don't see that scenario here. They went very quick at the Gold Coast, and she ran on and won. But she's, again, carrying that 59, and I don't think the race will be run to suit. And conversely, the other horse he's got, Autumn Splendor, she fell in at Moolambar. It was a good, honest win. There was definitely a doubt about her running the 1550, but this is a harder race. So I was just thinking, how often do you see the roughie of the stable runners get up and win? And that's, you know, with all the stables, not just his.
Yeah, it's a great point. So we're backing Astralis there in race number 6 at Eagle Farm. Have you got a quaddie as well for me?
Absolutely. Let's start off with 2, 11, 15 into 2, 3, 8, 9, 4, 5, 8, and 7, 8, and 10. There is some value amongst those numbers, so let's hope.
Good luck there at Eagle Farm today, Howard.
Thanks, Matt. Have a great day.
There we go. Howard Walter previewing Eagle Farm for us on this Thursday. Nadia Horn joins us now to have a look at Panola. Hello, Nards.
Hello, Matty. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you. What do you make of this 8-race meeting at Panola today?
I don't mind it. I think we can make a bit of money. I'm starting off in race four with the first of our specials with a horse called Fergie. Now, she's deep into a preparation. She's going particularly well. Look, she's had a bit of a stable change, and she's had one run for the new stable. Tammy Prett Love's now got the hold of her. And she went around in a race at Neil last time out where she rated very highly. Now, if she can run up to that type of figure again today, I think she'll be pretty hard to beat. Look, just having a look at the way that race was run, it was a quick run race. She cleared some of the best closing sectionals of the program with a top two finish through most of the incremental late sections. And, look, she does it pretty hard to beat. 4.20 on offer. She looks the first of the bets. Race 4, number 5. We then roll into our next special. And this comes up in race 5, the 1,300 metre race. And we like number 4, Cuban Tonight, who has had a win recently. It won a race at Narracourt over the 1,430. It was a good effort on that occasion where it was able to sit just off speed, slow run race. And it was able to run good closing sectionals, some of the best of the program, and nothing could really come from behind and beat it. You look at this race today, there looks to be only fair speed, so it's probably going to get back again. Small field, though, works as a big pass, and 3.30 does look a good gamble, race 5 to 4. And the other horse we like comes up in the cup today. This is a horse who I think's really been crying out for 1,700, and that's Tuna Steve. Now, he's had 2 runs back this preparation. We saw him similar last time in where he took a couple of runs before he really hit his straps, and then he was able to, you know, win a couple of races on end. He resumed in a race over the mile first up and then went back to the 1,400. He wasn't too bad last start where, you know, he was only beaten 2.5 lengths. He is on a quick backup. That was on Saturday. So quick backup up to 1,700 against and the horses that if he ran up to his best, he does have an edge on. I think $5, he looks hard to beat, race 7, the 2. So the 3 specials, Race 4, the 5, and race 7, the 2. Quality today, 1, 2, 3, 4, the first leg. 1, 2, 6, 7, 9, and 10, the second. 2, 3, 4, 8 in the third leg. And 4, 7, 10, 11, 15, and 16 in the last.
Great stuff, Nards. Good luck there at Panola this afternoon.
Good on you. Thanks, Maddie.
There we go. Nadia Horn looking at Panola for us. The Western Whisperer, he is back for racing at Pinjarra on this Thursday. And I love it when he does this. We're going to race 7, number 2, Star Glitter, each way at the $9 for Team Parnham. Now, he's an old horse. He's a 9-year-old, but he usually wins one every prep, and he's building beautifully at the moment. He was close up third last start. Third up today. Sticky gate, but should be going close, and this might be the day for the 9-year-old to go bang there at Pinjarra. So that's for Team Parnham, race 7, number 2, according to the Western Whisperer. We'll follow that one with interest this afternoon. We'll also be following Kilmore with interest this afternoon because Harness Racing heads to Kilmore. Luke Humphreys calling the action. Hello, Luke.
Good morning to you, Matty.
What do you make of this Kilmore program today?
Yeah, look, it's only a 7-race card, but it should be a competitive little program with it being a Victorian Harness Racing Club bonus meeting. So it does look actually quite a competitive meeting, even though there's only the 7 races. And the best of the night comes up in the first, number 3, Glens of Tacoa is our best bet. Shade of Odds On has been a slight drift to the fixed odds. Open 165, out to 180. So I think it's a good enough price in the first race, 1, number 3. The restricted race joins the Entourme stable, former New South Wales horse. And actually trialled really well at Bendigo 2 Sunday mornings ago and actually beat a horse that would probably be, you'd think odds on and miss a horse. I think it's a horse by the name of Aussie Sunshine, but it actually runs around later in the program. And ran good time in that Bendigo trial as well. Looked quite good. So for a restricted race, should be able to go to the lead off that trial. And this is easier than that trial just about, and should be able to win, I think, off the back of that trial. So race 1, number 3, definitely the best bet in the first. And the value race 6, number 5, righteously, it's a pretty open race 6, but I think she's a good each way bet. She's always around the mark, and she was a really impressive second at Melbourne last start behind an impressive winner, and she absolutely stormed home at Massive Oz. And I think if she can get a bit of luck from the draw, she'll go close in race 6, number 5, in a pretty competitive race. But I think with the right run off the back of last start, she's a good each way price. So best bet race 1, number 3, the value race 6, number 5, the quality is on races 4, 5, 6, 7 with just a 7-race card. It's a pretty competitive quaddie. So in the first leg, consider the likes of 2 What a Roll, 3 Rockstar Pets, 6 Outdoor Rain Days, 8 Rooms Lana, 9 Breathe. These are looking to 2, 3, 6, 8, 9 after your quaddie selections in the first leg. In the second leg, consider 2 Who's Counting, 4 Scooting Around, 6 Trouble Jarrow, 8 Columbia's DJ, and 9 Fratellino. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. The second leg. Third leg, consider 1 Smiling, 4 Aussie Sunshine, 5 Rightfully, 8 Causing Strife, 11 Shakadian, and 12 My Superannuation, 1, 4, 5, 8, 11, 12, the ones I think to look into in the third leg. I've left the odds on favourite out, Lady Lani. I think it's well under the odds. And in the last leg, that's probably the one where we go a bit skinny. 5 Celestial Gossip, 6 Ace Dugan, 10 What Did You Say, 5, 6, 10, the last leg. So might want to try out the first, second and third legs with the numbers we've given you to look into those, because they are quite competitive, and obviously if you take too many, you're going to get too small a percentage. But it does look a competitive program, Matty, and hopefully we've found a winner or two, mate.
Luke, good luck at Kilmore, and happy birthday for yesterday, I believe, too.
Tuesday,
right. Was, so happy birthday,
good,
mate.
Thanks very much, Matty. It was spent at Mildura, but I'm up there every week, so I may as well spend it up there. So 20 years young, feel like the oldest 20-year-old going around.
Oh, you're dominating, mate. Good luck at Kilmore today.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers. There you go. Luke Humphreys calling the action at Kilmore today. Greyhound Racing heads to Sandown. Jason Adams joins us as he always does on a Thursday. Hello, Jace.
Hello, Manny. Great to be back on board. And look, a really action-packed few nights ahead, of course, with Metro Racing tonight at Sandown, tomorrow night at the Meadows, and then Warrigal Cup on Saturday. So a bit of a feast coming up over the next few nights.
Yeah, it's jam-packed. We'll touch on the Warrigal Cup in a moment, but can you help the listeners back a winner at Sandown tonight?
Well, let's give it a crack. So first off, race 2, number 5, Mpunga Warrior. And he was very good, I thought, in his last start at Warrnambool where he won. So he hasn't had a lot of experience here at Sandown yet. He's had 2 starts where he's had no luck whatsoever. The first one, he just couldn't get through him. And then the second one, he had a fall. So that was before that Warrnambool win. So he's come out well from that. And he's the youngest greyhound in this field. And I think that's a fair bit of upside about him. So race 2, number 5, Mpunga Warrior is the first of them. And then go to race five in the first leg of the Quaddy, number one wild card. And look, I fancied him last week and he almost began too well and a lot better than what we're used to expecting from him. But the field that he meets tonight, it's still good. But probably not as deep as what he saw last week. So box one, again, has him a major player. So race five, number one wild card. We then go to his kennel mate in race number 10 and number two, Interrogate. Now, this is a greyhound who was runner-up in his past three runs and most recently here last Thursday at Sandown, where he was beaten by Memphis Keeping. Now, although he was beaten, I feel the same sort of run will win this race tonight. So he's a type who's just a tardy beginner, but his acceleration after that is quite good. His mid-race pace is very impressive. So race 10, number two, Interrogate is the third of them, Matty.
Have you got a Quaddy for me as well, Jace?
Yes, let's have a crack at the Quaddy. I always like to keep him somewhat skinny. So first leg, we'll go 1, 2, 6 and 7. Second leg, 6, 7 and 8. Third leg, 1 and 6. And then the final leg, 2 and 3.
So that's at Sandown tonight. And it's going to be a cracking night of greyhound racing there at Warragul on Saturday night as well. Jace, can they beat Shimmer Shine there in the Warragul Cup?
I think the only thing that can beat him is himself if he was to make a mistake, because if he turns up in any sort of nick that he did last week and just not make any sort of really bad blue, then he's just faster than him. So clear run, he wins the race. But again, if he was to make a blue, which he has in the past, but you wouldn't think so. I think he took a while to sort of pick up his first group race, which was, of course, the Top Gun late last year, but as I've seen with a couple in the past, ones who have been in that sort of position, the ones like, say, Austin Allen, they took a while to pick up the first. Once they got that, they got on a bit of a snowball. So that could be the case here for Shimmer Shine. And again, after that track record performance last week, Matty, it's a real ominous viewing looking at his name in the form guide. It was really a stunning performance.
Yeah, he's one of the superstars of the track. There's no doubt about that, Jace. If anyone was going to beat him, which dog would you be on?
I'd say the next fastest is probably Aeroplane Eric in box number one. He was second to Shimmer Shine in his heat last week, and the time that he set was still faster than plenty of the heat. So, look, he's well placed to run a good race. And then the other probably main hope in my eyes is Catch a Thief, the local champ from box number three. But, look, I think everyone in that field would be hoping that Shimmer Shine makes the blue, because he's just faster than him. He was just breathtaking last week. And the other point of interest on the night as well, Matt, we've got a match race being race number nine following that Warragul Cup, and we will see Facey Bale take on Tigalong Tonk. So a fair heavyweight matchup there. I'd say Tigalong Tonk will probably start the favourite, but yeah, we'll wait for that marker to come out shortly.
Yeah, we certainly will love a good match race. We can look forward to Warragul on Saturday night, and good luck tonight at Sandown. Jace, thanks for joining us.
Cheers, Matty. Have a good one.